that's the, maybe that was the battery. Maybe. Could be. Could be. Okay. Yesterday, we pretty much discussed the snow and the shoveling and the shovel. And then maybe it's mutter, it's muksa, okay, it's a rabbin. Then we discussed that you're not allowed to break ice, right? That's the lashon. The lashon over here is in Shulchan Aruch. Mutter, well, maybe we'll soon see, but there's a reason why it's mutter, right? Chav, one second. Halacha states, Hashel v'aborim rask. Right, l'shab l'chatikas dakeis k'dei shizu v'meima. But if a person does lishbel chatikah mimenu, then it's shari, right? It's shari, it becomes mut.
True. If you have a big bag of ice and you want to break it up so you can put it into a belt.
Oh, so that's what we learned yesterday. It depends.
If you're using it right
according
away.
According to Ramesha, you're not mecham for the water, so there's never ever a problem. It's mamish what we spoke yesterday. Mashen kainakua, if you learn that the svar is that it's aser because it's risuk biadayin, that the mechab is only matter to put it into a kais. So risuk biadayin is mashem, that it's aser, then it's aser.
But he's being minor that maybe if you do it right away, so then it doesn't become...
It's a difference. It's mashed. The mechab is not mechalik.
So it's not done with the
buyer.
Huh?
No, also it's not
done with the buyer.
If that's the case, then even one chaticha. If he's mashed.
No, because by one chaticha, Mishmur has a shigul cheshbin, because very little comes out.
So maybe over here also, if right away you break up the ice and immediately put into...
The matzav of breaking up the ice could be Yezuvu Meima. Just because...
Right away, no.
Not when you break it up.
No, I didn't see, but that's because of time-wise, not because of Maisa.
Yeah.
In your Maisa, it should be... I mean, I'll tell you, it's a nice chidush, maybe, in Mishabura's state, that's nisht. Mishabura's state, that you're not be merasik biyotai, to put it into the cup. The only heter is to put it into the cup, no?
I mean, the deacon. What is he doing? You're bringing it in the cup.
No, I'm saying, I'm asking a different. No, he doesn't say that. He says, Latecha. I mean, maybe that's the word Latecha Kais. You think Latecha Kais means if it's a minute or two before. So let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe Biel's Gerecht. Yesh Matim Afil Larasik Biadayim. Aha. That's Larasik Biadayim Latecha Kais. But we're soon going to learn, I'm soon going to show you that in Shin Yud Tes, Mishburus is not to do this.
In Shin Yud Tes.
I'm going to show you. It's a Mefurash Hashar Tzeh. I don't know why it's not here. I saw it again this morning. I had it in my notes as a footnote. Because, you know, when I read sometimes I don't get to all the footnotes on the side of it. It gets sloppy in the paper. But I have it as a footnote in my notes. I don't know why it's not here. I'm going to show it to you. It's a Mefurash Hashar Tzeh and not to be Saimach on this Larasik Biadayim. Rasbi dying becomes usher even with Teicha Kais. We're going to learn this inside. But either way, it's mashma l'rasik b'yadayim l'teicha kais. So you're saying that's called l'teicha kais. Yeah, but the svar doesn't apply. Because v'atam d'kimishin isarev, was the risuk was right into the water. I don't think so. Abiel, I'm not masking with you.
He's saying because the water is not ben and not nikur.
Yeah. The whole ice, you're breaking it right into something
else. The
whole
ice or the water?
Whatever it is, you're breaking it right into something. Yeah, but if you break it before, I don't know, you have the Yisr of Shalag. I hear what you want, but you can hear that it's not Muchach, right? It's not so Muchach in this little Mishabur. Mishabur is Mashma that it's Larasik B'Soy Chakos. And we did mention this yesterday, that L'Choyra, you shouldn't be allowed to break it and then put it in. Mashayke, according to Ramosha, we should be allowed to do that. According to Ramosha, you should be allowed to break it. Because if the whole pshat is you don't want the water, so here too you don't want the water. So what's the difference? That was the vort that we said yesterday. So Rabbi Yael wants to tiny, even in the Mishnah Berurah, that could be a gedel l'teicha kais. You know, it's pushing a little bit the words l'teicha kais. Especially if the svar is that it's not bad, which means you're breaking it right into And we mentioned this. We didn't know what the be'en was. Remember we said, we weren't sure it was the be'en that the ice cube becomes broken into the thing be'en. Nesariv, it's Nesariv and it's not be'en. Or the water that will eventually come from it is Nesariv. We mentioned this. So maybe with the shtickel, Rabbi Yael, you could push it one step further and say... Yeah, we are in that mechaber. We're in that mechaber. So it could be that's the pshat of maybe it's mutter, maybe. I hear. Okay. Now that we mentioned it, maybe we should just do it right this second. I don't understand, in Shteitach Klor, if you look Rabbeisai in Shin Yud Tes, I'm sorry, Shin Yud Ches, excuse me, Shin Yud Ches. Okay. Mr. Bura goes on a halacha here, Asur L'Toyach, Sif Yud Tes in the Mechaber, Asur L'Toyach Shemen, Vishum alatzli, the oidei kinegan amadura. So you're not allowed to smear oil and garlic on the tzli when it's still on negan amadura. Hafilu nitzlat tzli mi bayyayim, and yikamakayim yizbashel hashum vashemen. Because it cooks, says the Mishnah Berurah. Kinegan amadur lav davka, duodi mimavis hashpud, chitachava lavatzli, ma eish, page kuf lamites. Calls Manchurik Tech Sayatzik Ledis by Osla Tuchalov. A feeling in the Achacha Kachala Kaira Shu Cliche Nigam Kinosis. This is all Bishel's story, right? It's all about Bishel. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah, calls a Bishum Vishemin. The whole Sugi over here is about Shum Vishemin do Dover Chai. Because it's not Nizbashel. Abba Bishum Vishenikva. If it became gelled, Mutul Utaych Afil Kinegan Amadura. Because there's no bishul, because it's already mevushel. Ay lemaisa, something that's gelled, if you go and you melt it, you have a problem of nailed. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishum nailed lekach. You don't have to worry about nailed. Why? Kim the nivla ba'basav ein ben, which is our Mishnah Berurah over here, right? It's the same lumdus of our Mishnah Berurah over here. That it's not ben, it melts into... The water here, it's melting into the meat. Good. I'll soon show you Meirdi Chedushim from the Poskim of Eretz Yisrael about this sugya. I never knew this. It's new stuff for me. That's why I'm very excited tonight. A lot of this stuff was chazar for me. I was repeating over old, you know, stuff. Tonight is this. It's Kabbalah. I saw stuff. I was only in the Steinman today. Took a horrible day and made it beautiful. Nothing horrible. Baruch Hashem. I'm just exaggerating a little bit. Hey, by Mishum Bissel. Okay, but Nailat. No problem. Keep the nivla. Uvilvach lo yarkisenu biyadayim. But you have to make sure that you don't crush it with your hands. Rak yanichenu olav me'at me'at. Hu nimach me'elav. A little bit, a little bit. Now, why does that have to be a little bit, a little bit? I can just put it on. It'll be nimach me'elav. I don't know. But whatever it is, that I guess maybe that would be called merasiv biyadayim. And that would be a shtickle raya to what we spoke. Now make a quick chazar. We're discussing, I guess, finishing off what we started yesterday. The crushing of the ice to put it into the kais. So, shteitach klar one tzad, that it's mutter, because since it goes into the water, into the mashkas, it's not be'en, and therefore it's mutter. Right? Please stay. Abiel wanted to taina that even if it's one, a little bit before, if you crush it before. See, we wanted to say yesterday that only according to Ramesh, who doesn't care about crushing, the only issue is that you want the water here, you don't want the water, so we allow to crush before. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, you wouldn't be allowed to crush it before. So he's tiny, if it's a little bit before, that's called L'Toych HaKais. It says Merasim B'Yadayim. L'Toych HaKais. It doesn't have to be Mamish, like you know, Toych Kedei Dibur, you know. He can start clearing, it has to be Toych Kedei Dibur. I don't hear it so much. I don't hear it so much into the Mishnah. I hear the Mishnah Berurah's Mashma that it has to be mamish. You know, you're crushing it. Unless he means that you're crushing on the way into the cup, like not in the cup, but l'taycha. You're crushing it into the. In other words, it's. Yeah, Rabbi Yael is learning the Mishnah Berurah. L'taycha kais means that he's crushing it as it goes into the cup. place ever.
The Shulchan Aruch just says
nice. Huh? The Shulchan Aruch just says nice. So again. Huh?
Like
no, I don't know. Pasha can mean that you put it in and let it melt inside. Shavur says you'll have to be marasikit. So Chiddush is when you'll have to be marasikit. So I always understood you'll have to be marasikit once in the kais. To marasikit yadayim into the kais, like. But he's saying even before and putting it in. Okay, these are. He told my seconds chilukim, and I don't know. It's not muchach either way. But I'll tell you what the pell of the whole thing to me is. Hayitach in the Mishtabura, who he himself says that Yonala be Samech on his heter. It's a Mefurish Mishtabura in Shin Yud Tes. Furish. I'm sorry, in Shin Yud Ches. A Mefurish Mishtabura. Furish. Mamish Mefurish.
How much heter?
On this thing of Be'en, of putting it in, he holds Yonala do that. Be Marasik be a dime to put it in. He says it clearly. I don't know why he just makes no mention of it. It's a pell. I have it in my notes. And when I was chazring, just to see again before the Shia, I said, how come I didn't bring it? I said, Mamsha Furish is out. Listen carefully.
Where
is this? So you look at Shin Yud Ches. Asur L'Toyach Shem and Vishum Al Atzli. Sif Yud Tes. What? Asur L'Toyach Shem and Vishum Al Atzli by the Kenegan Amadura. Afilu Nitzla Atzli mi by Yoim. Mikamaka Mizbash Lashum Vashem. Because we're afraid of Bishul. So you're not allowed to smear or crush onto this tzli. So Mishabura begins by saying that's all about Bishul. What about if it's Shumin Shinikva? We're not talking about raw, but something that was a Shumin that was gel. That's Mutter. I feel Kenegan Amadura. The aim by Shumin Shum Bishul. Kimishran Kishvashul. I have a problem of Noilet. Mishabura says, Mishum Noilet. You see where the Kuf Mem Hay is? What do you do, Noilet? Lek Akiva the Nivel Babas of Einaben, which is our head, right? Mamish is the same head. Just like over here it's not Ben, here too it's not Ben. Uvavach, Elo Yarsi, Kenobi Adayim. Didn't the Mishnah see a lot of crush at your hands? I don't know. Okay. Rak Yanichenu Olov, Mat Mat. Now this Mat Mat, I don't understand. Wait, just put it on it, as long as it's Me'elov, no? Unless he learns that if I put a lot on it, then the pshat is that itself is like a mice of making it melt.
Maybe he's doing it with kavana. Is he doing it with kavana, man?
Yeah, he's doing it with kavana. It's mutter.
Then it's be'en. Yeah,
put a lot. But lies be'en, maybe.
Yeah. Well, why is it no kavana? It's b'yos
ma'el. Well, he's saying because it's me'elav and it's davar shenivla. Well, vachle is the kenabi adayim.
Yeah, I'm saying why this lawyer can be a dime. Why is it any different than the Mechavis case?
That's what I'm asking. I'm saying you see that you're not allowed to do it. I'm showing you the Mishabura says clearly you're not allowed to be Marasik and be a dime. You know? Says clearly you're not allowed to do it be a dime. He says it clearly. The lawyer says can be a dime. Rakenichen ol mat mat v'huni mechmeila. Says it clearly. Mamish, you can't get more clear than this. And if you look at the Shartzian speaks out. Yeah, ois kuf mem vav. The Eli Rabba, Kassab, the Fi, Mashabur, the Kama, Mistim, and Shin Chav, and Magan Avram, the Kama, Paiskim, Savin, the Mutal, Rasi, Baro, Techa, Kais. So, what do you do with this? I thought you're allowed to, which means that second Shtikal Mishnabur that says you're allowed to. Wadin Hacha, the Mutter, Lachayrish, me Mutter, says Mishnabur, the Taiv, Lahachm, Lachatkhila. You should really be Mahmed, the Gam, Sham, Mashachanach, Mashma, Lahachmid. Says it clearly. He brings it down like it's mutter. I don't. It sounds like two people wrote these Mishnah books. This is mamish like it's two people wrote this Mishnah book.
I'm crushing it. Who's he about crushing? Who's he about crushing? You were saying that.
It's Lamedali. It's not Lamedali. It's in the test. In Shinchapa. It's in Shinchapa. Lamedali. Mutter.
It's material.
It doesn't bring any
chalkim. There's Taifla Hachmir, and that from the Shulchan Aruch is mashma. Not that way. I mean, it would be nice if he would tell me this whole Shtikal Taira, not in the context of Shuman and of Shin Yud Ches. It would be nice if he discussed it over here.
Shin Yud Ches comes before.
But whatever it is, Rabbi, it's because I'm already in Chiddush. That you're never allowed to crush the ice into the cup. Again, the Kfar Tega Geschäft. Taifla Hachmir. Toiv lahachmi means you have to be machmi.
You didn't remember it?
You didn't. And how about in Shin Chav, in the Mishnah Brewers, the Kachim Mimals?
Of course we did Shin Chav.
It
This is so bad that he doesn't remember that we did Shinyat Ches. Forget about what it says in Shinyat Ches.
It's not Shinyat Ches, it's in Shinyat also. Later, Shkater, in Sifkin Dalit, it says over there in Sifkata Memal in the Mishnah Berurah, it's going on Harami Rittenberg Matir Lahatam Eregai Mishal Zubar Rosh Hayinizer. So it says Hayinizer, Shayide Ashes and Vadi Nimur. V'loi Domi Lisif Tess, the Shari Litain Shali Gutok Akhois, Akhim David Maisa Goret Fe, V'ayin B'tah Shepasak Lahakil, Lahakil, Bechein Elio Rabba, because of the Hakel, that's the same Elio Rabba from Shinya to Ches.
Yeah, but he didn't say the Svar of the Tailach.
But then he says, Im Loisha Efshe Beloi Tairach Tayv Li Zahir.
It's much better than crushing. It's Meilov.
He said, it would be.
He signed the
Chiyamash.
It's you're saying
much better than crushing.
It's more of a Maisa.
It's less than a Maisa. I'm not crushing it.
It could be the Mishnah Berurah Samech on later, you mean. It could be the Mishnah Berurah Samech. Because he learned all these halachas together, like.
Isn't this the same thing?
No, it's 3C from later.
I mean, it's the same Kula, it's the same Eliyahu Rabbah.
I'm saying, why would he bring the V'yesh Matir and not tell you Tev Lahachmi? That the Shulchan Aruch is not Matzmah.
On the side of my Mishnah Berurah, it says, Ula Yesh Matir, Muv Ula El B'Sif Chatham Amdal, Lask V'yadam Shabtel Chakoy, Tachanami L'Chayr. That what it says over here in Sifkat Memalev is not like the Vyesh Matirin over here.
Right.
The Mamzat was on the side.
So you admire the same Shaila, really.
Huh?
I mean, so you admire my Shaila, okay.
But why
shouldn't
you
guess?
He says over here.
Okay, it's a stick or something's right. Okay.
Unless you read the Mishnah Berurah knew.
He's going to get there.
You have to know the whole thing.
Yeah, could be. That's what I'm saying. All right. Kanzai. All right. Okay.
Late.
I told you it's mutter, but for different cheshbon.
I didn't say that.
I said
that it was mutter because there's a difference between milk and water.
What I said was right.
Then Rebbe said that Be'etzer Shalom Zalman and Aser.
You saw the Aser that it's called Nimoich. That's called Nailud. But he has a special swear that this case is not a case of Nailud. That's what I meant. I think that it's awesome.
What does Rav Shlomo Zalman say? What did the Rav say from Shlomo
Zalman? I'm not a nervous person. I like calm. Calmly, what I said was, I don't understand the cheshbon of Nimoich Me'elam. I don't understand it because the case of Nimoich Me'elam is when you put it into a fire, you put it near something. So if I stop put it at room temperature, I would say it's mutter.
What's not Me'elam?
The Paiskim hold not like that. For some reason, the Velt has a whole issue about it. So according to that, you shouldn't be allowed to take milk and take it out of the refrigerator. You shouldn't be allowed to take orange juice and take it out of the refrigerator. Freezer. So if Zalman has a shtickle taira, that milk is different. And he has his chesh.
Everything's like that.
Relax. Everything puts me mayim. Why? Because by mayim, it goes from this to that. That's what I told you yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I said. And that's what it says.
But what's the psak?
What do you want me to say? That I hold differently from Shlomo Zalman?
No. I mean, we're just getting confused. I thought that the Rav said that milk is positive.
Rav said 10 times.
You said that it has the iser of...
If you don't hold... Let me explain to you what I said. If you don't hold the svarah that you put a kenegan on madura, daft is usser, which I hold is true, then I don't know what the heter is. Unless you come with a lam de shavart, that it's delichel, that it doesn't change, and da 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 da. I mean, then you have to come on to a new chop, that the milk is different, that orange juice is different. I don't know, you know, I don't hear it that well. I just don't hear it. So it comes out that it's only by water.
Maybe.
The chiddush is that it's only by water. Huh?
I don't know where Mishnah Rabbah says. I wrote mutter, aser.
Okay, so let me repeat again.
No, I understand.
Very calmly.
I'll tell you what I meant,
and I'll tell you what I think I said. And if I'm not clear, it's normal. I'm only a person. It takes time. I'm tired. It's normal. What I meant to say was that I strongly believe that Nimoich Me'elav is not a sugi if you put it in room temperature. Okay, let's use those words. Nimach Me'elav means, even there are mother asses, when I put it in a place where it's melting it. And that's every single solitary example that you find in Shulchan Aruch. You never find an example of Shulchan Aruch that something is melting by itself and it should be awesome. You don't find it. Don't find it. What I did say was that I'm a das yoch in this. I'm obviously alone on this because nobody says it. Everybody feels differently. Okay. Now, I don't chop what the heretic is. Unless you say, Rabbi Shimon is a chiddush. Rabbi Shimon wants to say that this is different because milk, and milk, it's really milk. It's, it always remains milk. Vashenkin here, it's ices. And water, and water, and ices, and water, and ices. Mashen came, milk is milk, but it's frozen.
It's frozen milk.
That's the way I understood it.
It's melted ice.
It's not ice. Okay. Avadi should follow what he says. I'm just telling what I believe. I can only tell you what I believe. Okay. Now that I've successfully survived the onslaught of what you've given me the last 2 days, let's go to the next seat. And then we'll see how we can tie it all up together. It's a Shane. And we'll have beautiful, beautiful conclusion to the seat. And then we'll go to Shechita of God. Shechita of things that have water in it. Okay. In Sif Yud Beis, Shin Chaf, Sif Yud Beis. Yesh li Zaher, Shelo Yishavshev Yadav B'melech. You shouldn't, Shavshev means to rub your hands in salt.
Clean them?
The first thing, you have to clean them obviously. The first thing that goes through my mind is, Yishavshev. Yishavshev is a Lashon, I'm sorry, Yizaher is a Lashon of to be careful. I don't know, it's awesome, it's a mutter, and it's a funny lashon. If something's awesome, the Shulchan Aruch should have said, you know, previous halacha doesn't say yesh lizayir. Previous halacha says clearly that ain't no doing. Here it says lashon of yesh lizayir. So the truth is, I was thinking, maybe this is not really kiderach. Maybe risuk and Sheleg and Barad, this was normal ways on how they would take and make cold water, maybe. Mashenkin, here, you're being Meshavshev salt. We're soon going to learn in the Mishnah Berurah that the salt is not the salt. The salt is to get to the water. Salt had water in it. The old days, the salt came from the ocean. So when you would rub it, water would come out of it, says the Mishnah Berurah. So that's a type of Shizuv Umeimov. Is that what people do? They rub salt to get more, to make water? Maybe it's only Sheyesh Lizayir. It's only the whole thing's Rabbanon anyway. That's a strange case of Rabbanon. I would say Yesh Lizayir. Problem is in Shin Chav Gimel Sif Yud, he discusses to use soap. Shin Chav Gimel Sif Yud. He discusses over there to use salt as a cleansing agent for pots. And the same cheshbon, that you use the salt and the water comes from the salt. And there he doesn't use the lashon of yesh lizayir. There he says you're not supposed to do it. So, I don't know. It's a very nice vart. It's a beautiful. Unless maybe for pots it was more derech. Hashem came here. It's less the ich. I don't know. I'm heading off in territory which I don't want to go because it's chedushim which I'm not 100% sure about. Okay, you have it.
Don't
it
Shelley.
Yeah.
Show me the recycled with Shelley.
No, he talks about the Sif, Chafifus Melech
B'Kelim. Yeah, something over there, it says with the Shemelech,
says clearly.
Isn't that because the salt, I'm telling you,
no?
Isn't it because the salt breaks apart?
So we're going to learn that's not what it is.
You can't get water out of salt.
Okay, so we're going to discuss that. That's tonight's discussion. Okay, so let's go weiter. Nachamo. So, Yesh Li Zoyer. Shelo Yishavshev Yadav Bamelach. Okay? Shelo Yishavshev Yadav Bamelach. So the kasha is, what's the Yesh Lizayir? What's the Yesh Lizayir? Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, I didn't make it up. It's the first Mishnah Berurah. So now let's see talk. Okay, so you hear my deal? Is that good to deal? You mask him? Yesh Lizayir. Huh?
What's that? Sure, it's also
but the lush of the Mechaber is not the Yesh Lizayir. Lush of the Mechaber is clearly not the Yesh Lizayir. Remember this clearly.
It is not, I know, but the Shartzim brings down the
what?
Or a lashon from Shimon
Chalpah. Yeah, I understand he brings a hell. That's what I'm saying. Obviously, it's one din. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's obviously one din, and the Yesh Lizar is lav dafka. Okay, you ready? You learn new things every day, huh? Okay. Zak the Heilige Mishnah. You hear my diak, Sashena diak, Sashena raya, that Lachir the Yesh Lizar is not Yesh Lizar. Okay, so you're not allowed to do it. Now. Says the Mishnah Bura, Hatam Kanal, Bishal Kubar, the Gambeze, Yisavim Mayim, Aida Shivshuf, and the Pshat, of course, is it was sea salt. And sea salt makes water. Lachaira Lafiza. This is the diak of the Mishnah Bura Lachir, that if it's not about water, right? Stomp just to chop up salt that's in a block, so to speak. Lachaticha is ktanais would be mutter. As they state, the whole issue is only this.
Same thing with ice.
Lefiza. Today, I don't believe in a million years that you can play with salt and make water from it, unless you're a magician. I think the Archashuch and Datsun. I don't have an Archashuch. I gotta have to get an Archashuch. I can't take it. A lot of them I remember by heart, and then I get scared because I'm not 100% sure if I remember them right. This one I think I'm pretty much right about. Bring an Archashuch. Just for the learning. Huh? Oh, you don't have notes. Buy, you don't have to. You don't have money. Don't buy anything.
I don't have money.
$20 a month.
Shul has the zeros without the two. They're working on the two. The two is not there yet. Okay. Just maybe if there's you have a chashul coming home, so bring it with you tonight.
It's an old set.
I don't remember. You know what it is? It's hard to remember every, and then you get nervous because you're saying it in a shiur, but that was close enough. I think there's not a chashul coming. The Chasuchan says that today this thing is not Negeya because there's no water in salt. So what's it talk about? Okay. Sugar. Chayra coined this Mishnah Berurah. There's no Shiloh of taking cubed sugar and granulating it. Why? Because if the whole thing's about Mema, if it's about the water, so there's Vaita no Sugya. Now, according to this, would there be any Sugya of taking salt or sugar and putting it into tea and then it should melt in the tea? Or
He says, Fair is not.
There's no story. And he continues with this, right? He says it clearly, Mishnah Berurah. Right? Behind the Dafka Melch Levan. And this is even. Because there the Cheshbon is that he taka thinks water is going to come out of it. But that water gets, like, be'en right into the thing. Okay. But today in our times, forget about the Aruch HaShulchan. Even if it wasn't with the Aruch HaShulchan, that there's no water in our salt and in our sugar, it's still mutter anyway. Okay. Why am I worried? Because then it comes out a bit chiddush that it's not about anything more than the water. So if there's no water, there's no sugya here. And the Tilu Davids is not like that. Like I said, there's certain achrayim, you see clearly that they didn't learn the din this way. The Tilu Davids Shin Yechez Sif Mem Beis. He says clearly that Janal bi ma'ariv sugar in a tea. Janal bi ma'ariv sugar in a tea because it's risuk. And risuk is also in the shafshif. This is the sukkah. Right, the chiddush. So he says, yes, Akashi says, Lamaisa. Not everybody drinks tea on Shabbos. And they pack and put sugar and they pack and put whatever salt. Right? So he says that obviously the answer is it's only Rabbanim. And we have to use the heter of Lutai Chakais, which is pretty much this Mishnah Berurah.
Huh? Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it. I mean, but he held Be'etzim, forgetting about. In other words, you see that he held it by sugar. It was under water.
He held what's it called?
No, you see it has nothing to do with sugar, though.
This
has nothing to do with Igli Tals. I'm showing you, see that like the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah talks about salt and then water. You see, he talks about sugar, and sugar's not under water. He's chalak in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a mighty chiddush. That means you're not allowed to chop up. You knew that you're not allowed to chop up sugar on Shabbos. Again, are you allowed to chop up sugar on Shabbos? According to the Tilla Dove, you're not allowed to.
Maybe melting gets out the flavor better.
And therefore, what?
It's not really the mime, it's the melted sugar. But stop breaking sugar, that's a different story.
No, he holds his yashav sheif. There's none the water.
I think there's a big difference between ice that will eventually become water by being chopped up and sugar, that there's no difference between a block of sugar and pieces of sugar.
That Chayadim says. The Chayadim says your swara, but before the Chayadim, Hildam would say that. Hildam said should be awesome, that. That is a techa kais because only drop on it. So I'm ready to get shtickle. I got very nervous because I learned the Mishnah Berurah always that has nothing to do with blood, with granulating things. So that was my shtickle. Now let's do. There's no problem with techin. Problem is risuk. This sugya. Let's take out the chayyadim. An interesting chayadim over here, okay? A very interesting chayadim. Chayadim says that you all, yeah, he asks, you know that. He tells you not to chop up sugar.
What?
Technically, you're not allowed, but he comes up with a svara that since it was always eichel, now it's again eichel. There's no reset. Sounds familiar?
Well,
sounds very much like Reb Shlomo Zalman's svara by milk, no?
What are you talking about? Which case?
Risuk of sugar. Here. Shabbos klal yudalit sif yud aleph. Hamerdi chayadim. Yeah. I'm not sure what he means either. I'm not 100% sure what he means. Yeah. And what about the sugar? Yeah.
Okay. Sugar.
This has nothing to do with the tea. This is stop. Laraska biyadayim. And what's his cheshbon? I would have said cheshbon. What does that do with this Mishnah Berurah? This Mishnah Berurah is about water. This Mishnah Berurah is making a gush into a lach. Talks about larasic sugar, to crush up sugar. He says mutter. Why? He gives a cheshbon. Which is really this svara, which Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's why I said. Once I saw this, I say to myself, you know what? Yeah, it's upshot. It went from an ice cube. It's always eichel. It's something else. You know, it's huh?
I guess.
Mutter. Teichen achat teichen. It's mutter. Yeah, ma'ariti gashtikli. Yeah.
Eric based test.
I'm going to say a very wild chiddush. It's in my stomach for a few days, and I'm afraid to say it, but I want to say it. I'm afraid to say it. I hold that the svara always is the pshat risuk, because I made from a non-edible to some moilit, for example. What was I created? From an eichel to a mashke. Is a problem. It's not so much the mashke. It's that I created from an ice, which is nothing, to an oichel, which is something. I created something new. Yeah? And the melo, achreinim asein gvaldig avot. I took sugar. Sugar was sugar before, sugar after. So what's it? So there's sugar cubes, and then there's sugar granulated. Right? Milk, Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, is milk, and it's frozen milk. Today, ice cubes are oichel.
So it wasn't oichel before.
It's not shellac. Sorry,
what was the use of shellac?
Shellac has no usage for it whatsoever. Shellac is not a food. When someone comes to you, would you like some? I'll serve you some beans together with some snow. Would you like it?
It's a snow cone.
No one ever puts snow on the table as a dish.
Yeah, they didn't have ice cubes in the old days.
Ice cubes is an eichel.
It's an
eichel. Today it could be a little different, the whole business.
Well, why is he putting this shell in his barred into his place?
It's
a
problem.
That's a masculine problem, no?
I'm not so sure.
Why is he putting the shelling and the bard into his kais?
Mayim, it's different. Mayim in different forms.
By shulman.
It's mayim in different forms.
What if it was?
Someone says cholov, frozen cholov,
by
shumin. It's
mashkin.
It's mashkin.
The kibarish, you say, would you be allowed to?
Fandria.
I remember the sugar was by makufa.
It's here.
Gel, because it's not edible.
Water.
I hold by the gel, no, there's no tzarecha.
That's not worse than borrowed.
The story over there so always is.
So was it between that and a regular ice cube? What about shumin
justice? You're asking him.
I'm asking, no, I'm asking you.
What about shumin justice?
With the shumin on top of the...
No, I'm saying borrowed is an ice cube.
Yeah, because it's mekufa.
Yeah,
watch that. So, it's only because...
I hold very strongly about this. I don't know. Rabbi said one day, the Olam will appreciate that I say things like this. This is a Meridik of art. No, I don't mean you. I mean to say is, you tell it to the average guy, he can't hear this.
I like it.
It's a meridika deher. It's a meridika uptight.
My kids eat it as a treat.
It's amazing. I'm sure you're a bottle of dieting, maybe. Well, most people, you're talking about the ice you mean?
Ice cubes. They eat it.
As a treat, you're saying my right. Yeah. I'm saying it. They eat it. Ice cubes. People eat it. They put it on the table. They serve it at a table. You should know. I hold it. It's a few days already brewing inside.
It's not chilling.
You'll appreciate eventually what I want. I want something. I want to push.
It's a mashka.
What's the difference between if you have your ice cream tray filled with juice?
We hold the Ramav Nailan anyway. I don't know, it doesn't bother me. Even in Schit does that.
Uchadofus is only Nogay, only by
itself. I hold Uchadofus. That's what I'm holding. I'm holding, in my mind, it's Uchadofus. In my mind, it's this Risuk. It's Eichel. You see,
how's Nailan child?
Let me explain to you the book. Let me explain to you like this. He's not a real Nailan. You know where I got this from? I saw it today also. I'm crazy about the Bnei Yisrael because they learned the whole life. There's a whole life behind every word they say. I saw the Ramisna Karel. It says, Mayudika Chiddush. He says, this is not the real Noilud. Because Noilud is when it's brand new in the world. This is around. This is here. It's a different Noilud. It's a whole different Noilud. It's here. What are you going to say? It's a brand new Zach, like an egg. What are you talking about? No, in general,
I'm happy I got it out. I wasn't thinking of saying it, and I said, you know what, I want to say it.
I believe very much in the things that I say here. Yeah. Yeah, no little motives. Yeah. Omnum be'etzem hach dina de meichel shem and shini meichim yesh b'shum noilet. Hari rei b'shem shid lesbe b'shum noilet. Ella, the Baal Shul is really Yeshbim Shum Nailat. He's saying, what's Taka Pshadim Beis Chaylik in the Baal Shul? It's after Chagot Vas, in Nailat. V'sham Mikan Yidin Mut Laskin L'chatchil M'shum Nailat. Avu B'yisayda Ein In Yana L'Nailat Da'asrin B'yantiv. It's not the real Nailat V'yasran Yantiv. Or B'shabbos Arim Mekilim Mechol Gam B'diyavid. Paskin the Shabbos in Nissan, the Nail beyond the Nami Loim loss here. The Eshloim would like also Nail beyond the El Benailed Gomber. Like I Gavner. He says it a few times over here. Here. Moilid, what the Nibchadas like the Mimish Moilid?
What? Tyson by my being.
Well, he says it over here a little bit kitzer. What? Let me just read these words, but he also says a cloud on them. I read it quickly today. I saw it quickly, but it's this these words. There it is. So it's just like a whole shtickle here. Here it is. Pachinak tila dina the nail gamish lebi ailam. Nail gamish lebi ailam asabe mshabs be miyantif. The nail shayin a gamma, this is a different nail. Okay, bevu the nail gamish lebi betchil be ailam kamay da asa. Ach nail shayin a gamma, why betchil be ailam? Actually, stand him at sabay. Fernando sat nail it. Somebody dig a stickle. Not regular nailer. The truth is, we threw this svar out a few times. I don't know if you, between the lines, we kept on bringing it out. We'll soon see Shabbos and Yontov. I'm going to get back to this from Mr. Perel a little later. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, Chlore, that today, the whole Sugim maybe is not thinking. Okay, let's go weiter before I get to.
There's a Taisus. I remember that Ibn Mask was Maya Be'ivi. That's Mechalik between nailer. That's Bechlal Napa Oilam.
Yeah, sure, he speaks about it.
So he's not referring to that man?
He is, he's going with that. After that, Mamele, he wants to have a whole new Taich, Risuk. That's not real Noilid, it's Moilid maybe, and that's why the Rishayim argue. Okay, let's go Vaita, because it's turning into real Pilpul shit. Keep this in mind. Okay, now, Pshat, that could be Pshat in the Chayadim, Rabbi say. That Oichel and Oichel, it was always Oichel. See, Pashat Yigal in the Chayadim means it's Eichel to Lach. Mashenki, by Risuk is Yavish to Yavish like. So it's like, it didn't go to a Mashkin. Pashat, you can say that's what he means. It was always Eichel, meaning it was dry, and now it's still dry. But I don't like the Lush. The Lush is Mashman that it was Eichel and remains Eichel. Yeah, but who talked about Eichel? This word. From Eichel to Eichel.
Run.
I don't know. This is.
I don't know.
That's what's quoted. I know. I didn't go that far. I just saw the Chayodim and I said, oh, I like it. Okay, now, are you allowed honey? Are you allowed to take honey? Sometimes the honey becomes hard. Are you allowed to, like, you know, chop it up to make it soft? Okay. So I hold it depends on the Chayodim, right? If you learn that the sugya is what? Oichel to lach. Oh, this could be a little different. It's not the same as sugar. Sugar's tackle is it never turned into a lach. The honey turns into a lach. Mashenkin, if you learn the chayadim oichel to oichel, this is the oichel to oichel, it didn't change. To put it into the kais and let it melt, so chayra, it's this yesh matirim, but the Sharatzin tells us to be mach milchay, right? That even risik be a daim would be awesome. So to chop it up into the to take it and chop it into the tea, mix it around in the tea, would be that Sharatzin, right? That should be also according to that Sharatzin.
Why? It's
because it's recently be a daim and yesh lahachmir. Okay. Oh, that's what I wrote. I don't understand the whole shayla, lady. What you do is the honey becomes hard. The honey becomes hard. So there's three things you could do. You can either chop it up and make it liquid, and then put it into the tea. Or what you could do is, you could put it into the tea and then mix it around, right? Or you could put it into the tea and let it melt, and then you mix it. I always thought, because it's going to be a shayla, the answer is icy, right? You put it into the tea and let it melt. Okay. I want to end the sugi of Risuk with the following. If you just give me another, there's no minion anyway, so just give me a few minutes.
The real minion.
Okay.
Is that only if you make it into small pieces and put it in, or even if you put a big piece?
No, you could put maat. Yeah, because I think by honey it's nicker. It's nivla, it's nicker. It's different. Honey and water is different. It taka melts into the thing. Okay. I want to show you that depending on the timing of what the sugya risuk is, and melting and fat and so on and so forth, could be a very big nafkamina Shabbos and Yontif. I saw the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas and once they are married to Gechidish in Perikid Beis Halacha Ches. That could be a problem.
Okay.
I'm looking in the wrong page. It's Yud Beis Ches. Kalim Shnit Bem Shuman. What happens if you have kalim that are fat in it? Also, Laris Alei Maim Chan B'Shabbos. So you wouldn't be allowed to put hot water, you know, to soak it. Sometimes you want to soak on Shabbos. Avol Muta Lit Noisim B'Seich HaMaim HaChamim. Okay. Ubi Yontif Muta B'Chaloifim. And on Yontif, it would be Muta altogether. says the, on the bottom of Neubert, Shamati Magoyin Reb Shlomo Zalman, that why is it mutter on Yontif to put hot water on the fat? The fat is melting. And l'chari you have a sugar of risuk. You're melting fat, right? And you can't say it goes into the basar. The whole svara was that it goes into the meat. Here it's not going into the meat. Listen to what Reb Shlomo Zalman said. Harei mutter l'tagin shum b'yontif. You see clearly that you're allowed to be metagin, you're allowed to fry stuff on yontif. When you take a piece of fat, especially on Pesach, that's what they used to eat, the schmaltz, and they in Yiddish Maruf, this mepregelt us, that you're frying it, it melts. Why isn't it also, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, yeah? So you see from here that there's no problem of meilid and neilid on yontif. Now, of course, there's a neilid we know is also, but meilid and neilid that we're talking about, right? Therefore, the whole sif over here is only by Shabbos and not by Yontif. You're allowed to chop up snow and you're allowed to drink it, it sounds good. It's all good. Okay. So, Shabbos, you're not allowed. This Moilid Noilid is Shabbos not allowed. Yontif, it is allowed. Reb Shlomo Zalman is chayzer from this. If you look in the Chela Gimel on this Sif, Yud Beis, he's chaylik. Stam Asam was ma'ir him. What? Okay, Yantav Mochama. The problem, Yantav Mochama. That's what they asked. I said, the whole Nailid. So I told them all, but it's not even Nailid. Even the Nailid and Nailid was Tutsachab, that's Nishkanamis and Nailid. Okay, so he brings down that it's worse, yeah, and therefore he's chayzer from it. Maybe the gestickle. You'll read it here. Right? Yud ches, yud beis, ha'aruch of tes. Okay. Here it is. I feel like Taz. Maylu gam lo tzeich echel nefesh. Taz is a has is the maylu tzeich echel nefesh. Rak l'shan is a dov ma shahayiv loy lo hoylu dov achadish. I'm calls a davke k'mayam tzas eish biyantif. Mashenki lahav she shumin shapim mutter k'moy she mutter lahav shlovashul k'moy she esma. Okay. He's chayz. I don't know, but he's ma'ir this shayl. I'm not. I thought I remember that he was chayz. But I come to us each lahoysim k'oysim davachav vila tavre roshalis ma'ilud. This could be different. Well, we mutter lahav she shumin. No, for Kent, you're not choyzer, really. Oh, yeah, but he says that you'd be mutter because it's not mamish meilin on yontif. Here. Yeah. Okay. Now let me show you how peldik chiddush. Yeah? According to this, right, if you hold it, you're allowed to do it. So that makes a lot of sense why we take, let's say, a soup on yontif that's right out of the freezer and we cook it. It's frozen soup. Otherwise, you're not allowed to do it unless it's into the basar. So how do you ever cook anything on yontif? No? Anything that has a lot of gravy or a soup is zichos, yeah? So I see what this is. Karel says, punkfakel. Shabbos is best. Yontif is elgil. You're not allowed to cook soups on yontif, Tak.
Frozen
soups. But I don't take a stick. I almost fell off my chair when I saw it. Give it to me. Who has my ribnis and Karel? Yeah? It says like this. Goes through the whole cheshbon that yontif is erga. Obviously, we have to down my. I'll be with you, and we'll down it in a minute. Okay. Levashel merkav yontif mishamis emayle vadi mutter. Al tzmoyle it's mutter. Ach mishamus emayle biyontif du isa mukse. Tchneil is the erga. So a eitzah gives advice. Lanir b'seicha marak mayin. First, you have to put water inside. And I guess water. I'm not really sure. Huh?
So it's ice cubes
with
hot.
I don't know.
Because
it's not nickel.
It is nickel. It has to be a lot. It has to be a
lot. It ruined the soup. Killing the soup away. What's Melinda? You put a lot of water, and then you're allowed. Okay, I got the mutl of Ashley. No? Huh? Yontif is Nailid. The whole Nailid is by Yontif. My Shabbos is not even so posh as Nailid. The whole thing is making Nailid. Okay. Which part of the I don't know, I didn't say it.
Which one? It says, whoever learns how to smoke, he's 400.
Oh, that we spoke before. Right? I didn't just say that. Lashon, we spoke before.
It says all Noilid is
Noilid,
no?
Noilid is
that's Noilid. That's what I'm
saying. And Mishabur seems to put it together in a few places.
It's in the Ram.
Right, but he Mishabur here. Shinchav.
It's not the Ram, it's this.
Right. Shin Chaf Aleph, he says there's Noilid and Noilid, and he brings Noilid, he says, I don't want to bring Noilid. But in Shin Yates, he says clearly, Noilid and Noilid, he puts it together. In Shin Yates, he puts it together. He makes Noilid and Noilid, it's all interchangeable. But in Shin Chaf Aleph, he says clearly, there's Noilid and Noilid. And he says, I don't want to speak about Noilid.